Yes, indeed. Very happy with the performance, you know. Just listening to Dhoni's interview, I think India blew South Africa away. They choked them. You know, they're known to be, they've got a tag of chokers, and they certainly proved that today.
And
because they just couldn't do a thing right from the moment Dhoni won the toss. But brilliant innings by Shikhar Dhawan. You know, he ran Suresh Raina out, but he certainly made amends for that and played a magnificent innings. And Virat Kohli and Ajinkya Rahane, he played a superb knock. I mean, these three batsmen really plundered the South African bowling. And when you reach a total of 300 plus on a wicket, that's good to wear and tear under the lights. So probably the ball was spinning. Mind you, South Africa didn't. Imran Tahir bowled well, but Ashwin and Jadeja bowled very well. They were bowling slow. They were not bowling fast, allowing the ball to turn, you know, take grip. So all credit to the Indians. You know? I mean, they played like world champions today. If they carry on playing like that, who knows?
They certainly did. It was, from what I saw, a really another accomplished all-round performance, and that must be
amazing.
Oh, really,
yes, absolutely. India's fielding was brilliant, too.
Mm.
And that's what, you know, South Africa dropped a couple of catches, which is, you know, very, very unusual for them to do that. They were a brilliant fielding side. But the runouts, the two runouts were very crucial. A.B. de Villiers, of course, and, you know, the one later. All in all, India's day. South Africa had a bad day at the office. Let's hope for them, for their sake, just a hiccup. And they are too good a side to just, you know, crumble and choke every time. I mean, they've beaten India at every World Cup so far. But so it was certainly India's turn. And what a turnaround. What a way to beat them. Beat them convincingly.
Well, it has been some turnaround from how they've been in Australia. What do you think's inspired it?
Well, the win against Pakistan, I think, has had a lot to do with it. Give them self-belief. And the advantage that India had, they've been playing in Australia for the last 3 months. So it's almost like playing on home ground for them. You know, and the crowds, I would say 90% of the crowds at MCG, you know, were Indians or Indian supporters. So, I mean, they are used to the conditions now. And you know, pace and bounce, and that's where they got the wickets. They got the South African wickets. It looked like India were more used to the conditions than South Africa were. You know, I mean, Steyn bowled well, but he wasn't his usual self. Morney Mock, and, you know, the injury to Mats Wilander didn't help. But all in all, I mean, no excuses for South Africa. They were beaten convincingly.
And finally, Farouk, we're a week and a bit into the tournament now, a week since we last spoke. Anything else that's really caught your eye since then in the week that we've just had? You've been thinking that was interesting?
Well, I know if India can beat South Africa convincingly in Australia, they won't fear any side. They won't fear New Zealand or Australia. But we're going to see some good games. Next round isn't easy. India more or less qualified in the quarterfinals now. It depends who they meet in the quarterfinals. You know, they play UAE next Saturday, you know, which is as good as a win. But I don't know how the table goes, how the winner of Pool B wins the runner-up of Pool A or something. I don't know how it goes.
They'll play,
depends who we meet.
Yeah, India win the group, they'd play the fourth best team, so that's likely to be, well, I say likely to be England, it might not be, depends on how we get on against Scotland. So,
in theory, if you're
top of the group, you would play the team,
England,
Sri Lanka, or England, or possibly Scotland.
England, possibly?
Possibly, if England get through with Australia.
Yeah, are you still hopeful England will be the second one at Australian expense?
No, I think if England get through, they will get through in fourth, and then they may well end up playing India, so that could be quite interesting.
Yeah. That could be very interesting.
But England need to improve. What have you made of their performance?
Well, a bit of hit and miss, really, because England played very well in one game and very badly in the other. So, I mean, it depends what... England should take advantage of the Australian conditions there, the bounce, the Jimmy Anderson and Broad, you know, bowling superbly. But they just collapsed again by New Zealand.
Yeah, thump.
New Zealand are showing some, you know, they play some very, very good cricket. And they'd certainly be one of my fancied sides to win the competition. obviously, you know, it's in their backyard, the games. Australia and New Zealand are definitely the two favourites for the tournament. So, it'll be interesting to see how England do the next game.
It will. It will indeed, Farouk.
Well, when do England play again? Tomorrow?
No, we play Scotland. It's tonight our time, but it's about 12 hours. So, yes, England-Scotland.
I think England will see Scotland off, you know.
Let's hope so.
We should.
Yes, we certainly should.
I know, there's a lot of ifs, and there's many a slip between the cup and the lip. but all in all, you'd prefer, you know, you'd say England a series against Scotland.
Yeah, should do.
Ireland, a cock a hoop, aren't they? I mean, after they beat the West Indies, and he was asked, you know, how is it like for the Minnows to win? And he said, we're not Minnows, we've come here to win the tournament. And I love the confidence of the Irish, you know.
Here's one for you, Farouk. Ireland are the only team to have chased down 300, I think, three times in World Cup history. Obviously,
well,
South Africa couldn't do it today.
You know,
just goes to show.
Yeah, the Brown Brothers are pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah. No, they're a good side. There's no weak side here. You know, maybe UAE is for us one of the weakest, but otherwise, well, let's see how England and Scotland go on tonight.